Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve the Senda Network in the city and at LifePoint. We are continuing our study of the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew. We've been calling this series Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea has been only one kingdom lasts forever. This week, we come to the most famous prayer that's part of the most famous sermon ever delivered. The Lord's Prayer has to be the most prayed prayer of all time. And not only is it the most recited prayer, but most likely it's the most discussed prayer. Common questions about the prayer include, is this how Jesus showed us to pray, or is this a prayer that we should pray word for word? Well, I think the answer is yes. It's a great prayer to pray word for word. It's a great prayer to open our day with, to close our day with, to recite, no matter the circumstances. But more than that, The Lord's Prayer shows us what prayer is really all about. It reveals what prayer is for. And it gives us a template for how to approach God in prayer. First of all, I think it shows us that we should approach God reverently. The opening words of the prayer are, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name," or "reverent be your name," or "holy is your name." It's really good for us to begin our prayers remembering who God is. That he is God, that we are not. And prayer really is a reorienting of our priorities. That God's in control, that we are coming to him. He does not need to come to us. And that God is really holy and different and unique and distinct. But not only that, we should approach God as family. The first two words of the prayer is "Our Father." Right? We do come reverently, but we also come with great confidence because God is our Father. He's not just above us and holy, but he is with us and our Father. Jesus came to dwell with us. God is near to us. He brought us near through Jesus to be adopted into his family, right? We are his kids. He is our Father. Or as one pastor says, a child is the only person that can wake up a king in the middle of the night and ask for a drink of water. And yet that's the kind of access that we have. He loves us. He accepts us. He welcomes us into his home and to his table. When we come to our Father, we should come like a child without filter. Third, we should approach God humbly. We ask God for things, right? We don't just ask God for things. We don't just come to him with our to-do list. We should be reverent and connect with him as Father, not in a business relationship, but in a family relationship. But when we do come to God, we should ask things. Jesus shows us this. He says, "Give us this day our daily bread." We should ask for our basic needs. He says we should ask for forgiveness. Lord, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. So we should ask for things. We shouldn't hesitate to ask God for things because we need him. We need things from him. And when we pray and when we ask, we show our dependence upon him. And so we ask humbly that God would give us the things that we need. Lastly, we should approach God expectantly. We should expect to receive things from him. We don't just pray as a cathartic experience. We pray because we believe he'll answer our prayers, right? We should expect him to bring his kingdom to earth through us. We should expect him to work. We should expect him to meet our needs. We should expect him to answer our prayers. And I love that this prayer isn't long. In fact, Jesus mentions earlier in chapter 6 of Matthew that the religious leaders prayed long, lengthy, drawn-out prayers, thinking that the longer their prayers were, the more readily they would be heard. But he says, don't be like them, praying many words. Instead, just pray simply. And he gives us the Lord's Prayer, and I love it. It's to the point. It's simple. It's not long. And I love that because I think prayer feels so intimidating at times. And we often might feel like, oh, I've only got, 2 minutes to pray here or 5 minutes to pray there. Or if I don't have 30 minutes to an hour to pray, then I'm not going to pray at all. And I think what Jesus is showing us is that it's not how much we pray, but that we pray that really matters. It's not how much we pray, but that we pray that really matters. So take opportunities to fill your day with prayer. little prayers here, little prayers there that approach God as family, reverently, humbly, and expectingly. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you will come back tomorrow for more episodes. Let's pray. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now why don't you take a minute and pray, and try to approach the Lord in one of these ways that we've talked about today, as family, reverently, humbly, and expectantly.